So today's talk is called Life is Messy. You probably haven't experienced that at all. But I have, okay? I was out with Lynn from Salt of the Earth, and we were having dinner one night, and we were talking about stuff, and I said, yeah, life gets messy. She goes, Dana, life is messy. She's been waiting for me to say this, okay, because she's afraid I'm too much of a Pollyanna. Life is messy. That should be a title of a talk. She's not here today. So we're going to clear up the mess. So it is messy. It really is. I mean, we think that it's not going to be. We think we can plan out everything. We think we can know exactly what's going to happen next. But we don't. We really don't. And it seems like the more that we try to make things perfect, what we call perfect, the more that things seem to go in the opposite direction. Because now we've carved out exactly what it's supposed to look like. And there seems to be a message to let go. Stop it. We think we're supposed to be a certain way, and so we start behaving a certain way. But if it's really not in alignment with who we really are, life's going to get really messy. I always tell people, if you say you want to be authentic, and you actually say in all sincerity, not to somebody else, but to whatever is when you're completely by yourself, I would like to be authentic, you need to know that you have acted upon a creative energy. And if you say, I would love to be authentic, you have really pumped it up, okay? That means that everything that is not true to who you are is going to have to fall away and get back down to a real foundation. So if you've built everything on a foundation of sand, it's going to have to go away. It's got to. Because you can't start adding in authenticity on top of what isn't true for you. You have a pure creative energy, which a lot of people call God, and I do. It's just shorter than pure creative energy. You could call it love, you could call it whatever you want to call it. But you have this running through you, and it actually did plant a seed within your heart of you expressing fully who you are. And it's got all the seeds in there, just as if you planted a tulip, you're not going to get a rose. You planted a tulip, you're going to get a tulip if you allow it to grow, okay? You can't do something else. It's as simple as that. Like, I have to find what was planted in me, and how do I find it? I find it with what brings me energy and what brings me joy. I find it also with what seems to fall into place easily for me instead of what I have to strive and struggle for. So that's planted in there. And you receive all the support to grow that tulip that's you. But you don't receive the support to grow the rose. So whatever it is, whatever beautiful flowering soul you are, that is what's planted within you. And it is as if God wants to meet itself in its own expression. So if you ever want to have the most spiritual experience, it means you have to be that beautiful flower that you were meant to be. And the more you become it, the more you're into a spiritual experience. The more things have true texture and meaning. Because when you're living something that isn't true for you, there's really no texture. It doesn't have that wonderful feel to it, because we live on the surface when we're not being real. What is within us is asking us to sink within. So when we encounter a mess, we could say, oh, this is messy. Why is this happening to me? What is going on? Or you could say, every time my life has gotten messy, I've realized I have to get more real. I have to find out different answers than the ones I've been living under and find out something that makes sense. So it's going to make us question life, death, who are we, what are we? It's going to keep asking the questions. And so when the mess comes up, it's an opportunity to see it as something is asking me to get closer to what I really am. That's what the mess is about. It's asking me to step closer, to connect, to see the face of God in my own face. God seeing God, God meeting God, the God that was planted within you, meeting itself in the physical, and you meeting your own spiritual nature. The mess is very hard for our personality that's been living with a lot of stories, but it's not hard for our soul, because the soul knows there is no death and that it is only life. It knows that there's laws and support right there for the personality, but it's the personality who has to figure out that there are laws and support for it. And laws are not things that are punishments. They are things that coax us along the path to who and what we really are. If not, how many of us, without our messy lives, would have found the art that's within us? Without our messy lives, what would we have discovered about ourselves and this spiritual nature? A lot of us would have just been caught up in an illusion. And we would have believed we need to fear the end instead of saying, I'm going to walk out of here and into what is like swimming in water to a fish. I'm going to be immersed again, fully and completely into what I am. And there will be no separation at all. The illusion is that we're all separate, but we're not. The illusion is that it's a dog-eat-dog world, but it's not. Instead, it's a mutually supportive world that if you take something from me, something will be taken from you, and then you'll get to feel how that feels. If you give something to me, something will be given to you. Very simple laws, but one that teaches you can't take without it being taken. It's just called balance. So if we have a messy life, we have to ask ourselves, what illusion have I been living in? What story have I been living in? If I live in the story of I need someone else to be happy, our lives will look very messy in relationships until we say, I don't want another relationship for the rest of my life. No, maybe not that bad. But I don't need one. I don't need it. And ironically, when we don't need something, it can float right in. It can dance around in our lives. It can stay forever. But if it would go, because we don't need it, we enjoy the experience of it. It causes us to live in the present moment, to love everything that comes into our lives, to ask everything that happens that is uncomfortable, why are you here? What have you come to teach me? How can you soothe my soul through this? A door has closed. What the heck am I supposed to do now? And it tells you to turn around and find the open door. Harmony Fellowship started with the closed door. I turned around and said, go this way. Make it real. Make it pure. Make sure it's based on integrity. Because as soon as it becomes about something else, you will lose the support of it. Make sure that it's about empowering yourself and others. Make it real. Before going through motions trying to please other people, it wasn't real. What is not real is not sustaining. It does not receive the support because the tulip wants to be a tulip. It only knows how to be a tulip. Tuliping is its second nature. Rosing around, not so much. It only shows up some of the time. It's got its time. It's got its seasons. So a lot of times, our messiness, what we call messiness, our dormancies, our dark nights of the soul, is the season for us to go within, to find out answers that are real, that are not coming out of books, but are coming out of us. Because we already have all the answers. Everything we talk about here, everything that registers with you, everything that resonates with you, is because you already know it. It's not new. It's like, ah, finally, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what we really are. We're going to talk about the fact that it isn't held in a book. It's not in a box. It's not in a class. It's in you. And only you know how to express who you are. You remove the messiness of life, and I guarantee you, you won't hear music like that again. You remove the messiness, and you won't see the art that you love, the poetry that you enjoy, all of the beauty that comes out of the mess speaks to everyone. Because we have a common human experience. We go through mess, we go through turmoil, we go within, we go into the dark night of the soul, and we emerge, if we're allowing it and not covering it up with pills or alcohol, our other dramas, our debts, just spending. If we're not covering it up, we sit with it. We sit with the messiness that has answers for us. And when we move through that, we always evolve deeper into who and what we really are. Our personality is never going to be happy with, oh, there's going to be more mess. You're really telling me I'm going to run into some more messes here? Yeah. But how you respond will begin to change or has already begun to change. It's like, I've been through this before. I've been through this. This is leading me somewhere. So a mess can come in, but we know what to do about it. We don't resist what is. We acknowledge what is. We don't fight against it and spend our lives fighting against something because we don't want it to look like that. We say, oh, I see what it is. Yeah. When we fight against something, we resist it. We give it tremendous energy, and then that thing persists. The war against drugs, poverty, even violence, a war against violence. That makes no sense, does it? So it's waiting for us to say, what are you for? What would you love? And you know you love it because it's coming directly from your heart, which is exactly where it's planted, I guarantee you what's not in your heart is what you don't want. It's like there's no connection, there's no conversation. It's falling on deaf ears. But when you find what energizes you and what you just naturally say you would love to see in the world, in your life, you now have the support of that. So let's acknowledge life is messy, but let's also acknowledge what we are is not moved by the mess. Instead, that it moves the mess out of our way. Thank you very much.